Fiona in the morning.
Here we go. It's another fully charged recharge. It's producer Callum here, Emma, Dave and Fiona. Obviously start on the 28th of April and we're keeping this podcast alive, fully charged recharge, because normally it's the best bits of the show. And I can't multitask him. I'm actually texting Nick because we got a great reaction yesterday. And by a great reaction, I mean one person messaged me saying, loving sausage and snork. I think so we're going to keep the show alive. So I've just texted Nick to say, come into this studio. I mean, we're in the crappy studio, so I might sound awful. I don't have any headphones on. Again, terrible producer. So I'm just waffling. How are you? How have you been? Here he is, sausage and snork 2.0.
Hi!
In the bin bag, so this may sound absolutely atrocious.
Oh, look. People aren't judging audio quality. They
might. Well, I definitely am. I was just saying that everyone, and I mean three people, messaged yesterday saying that they were loving sausage and snork.
Oh, okay. Can I guess who those people were?
Yeah, go on.
Well, do we know them?
Yeah.
Lucy would have been one.
No.
Oh.
Well, Graham and Nathan were two of them.
Well, Nathan didn't listen.
No, he did. Well, he used the hashtag, but I think he used the hashtag...
Because he copied me.
After you.
Yeah.
But he put the hash after the thing.
Because he's quirky like that.
I think Graham liked it.
Graham did.
And I got a DM on Instagram from someone who works in Beat.
Oh, that's
saying
fun.
That they like it as well.
That's fun. So all in a radio
all
circle.
All radio people. So actual listeners of this show couldn't care less.
The people who matter don't care.
Yeah. Okay. I said, Nick was like, oh, have we got anything to talk about today on today's episode of Sausage and Snork? And I actually have something today.
Okay.
Well, I have two things.
Hit me.
So last night, have you ever done housework at the most inappropriate times?
Oh, yeah. God, I could tell you stories, but I won't.
I washed my windows of the balcony at 10:30 last night.
Wow.
Just because I was like, I was cleaning.
This is a man who is not on a breakfast radio schedule.
Oh, no.
Man, you
I
don't
went
know
to bed
yourself.
At 1 a.m. last night.
Why?
Because I have no rules at the minute. I can do what I want.
Yeah, but you want to take advantage. Just like the time Dave said, I realized that I had free thought, and so I went and bought a blue drink. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
It's because I knew that I wasn't going to be in work until the afternoon today as well, because I got in for work for 2:00. So I was like, I don't need to worry about going to bed too early.
Okay.
But I feel like I've messed my body clock up, but that's another story.
Yeah.
But I was cleaning the whole apartment yesterday, and I looked at my windows, and I was like, these windows are absolutely disgusting. So I just went out and cleaned them.
Fair play. My wife's a bit of
my wife.
My wife is a menace for cleaning. She will do a deep dive. She'll pick something and go hard on it. Like, for example, the windows or like random stuff. Oh, the skirting boards haven't been done in 6 months.
I was just on a phase yesterday of like, oh, I saw something and I'll do it. And then it was just snowballing. And then it got to midnight. I was like, I think I'll stop here.
It's good to do.
And then I sat down a little
bit. You feel good afterwards.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
My bathroom smells amazing.
Yeah.
I was on my hands and knees scrubbing the floor and everything. I just needed something to do.
I almost bought Caroline for the shower, like it spins like a power scrubber.
Oh.
I was told I shouldn't buy my wife a cleaning tool for a present.
Yeah, that's not very romantic.
Well, that's the stage of life we're at, man. 15 years in now, and
you got to keep the magic alive somehow.
That's it, yeah. She would have loved that.
My other story is, it's something that we're doing tonight. So me and Nick are going to see Fiona, who starts the show on the 28th, do her stand-up show.
She doesn't know we're coming.
She doesn't know we're coming. And this is my thing. I told Nick, oh, we're not going to tell Fiona that we're coming because I don't want to stress her out.
Yeah.
But now I'm worried that she's going to see us in the audience.
And panic.
And be like, oh,
she's
now I'm
see
stressed
my
out.
Face and your face.
Yeah.
And immediately go into shock.
And or you wanted to bring our boss, James, who is the loudest man in the world.
Yeah, he can't make it.
And I was worried that we were going to go and she was going to see him and be like, why did they not say anything? So now I'm kind of stressed of, should I have said something to her or not?
So
she's not going to listen to this now because it's technically, we're recording this, it's just gone 4:00 in the afternoon. By the time this goes up, it'll be nearly 5:00. And the show is at 8:00, and I doubt that she's going to be listening.
Does she listen back to the podcast?
I don't know.
I doubt it. There's no shows on.
Well, Fiona, if you are listening, surprise, we're coming.
Yeah.
But do you think I should have told her?
My initial thought was, yeah, definitely. It's one of those things where I feel like, yeah, she should know we're going.
But I didn't want to stress her out. But now I keep thinking about it that is she going to be more stressed out if she sees
us
there?
Mid-show. Yeah. Well, she's got no choice. She's going to have to sink or swim.
Ah, yeah.
Hopefully she swims.
I think it'll be a nice surprise for her.
Let's just not sit front row.
100%.
James, our boss, when we thought he was coming, suggested we sit front row and heckled,
yeah. That would be very unfair. So we'll let you know how we get on tonight, tomorrow's the final ever Sausage and Snore.
Oh, we do? Are we going again?
Okay. Oh, there's only one more podcast after this one,
right,
which
okay,
is Friday.
Yeah, we go again. And I would encourage anyone who's listening to hashtag get Callum to CrossFit, please jump on the... Well, I'm not going to say jump on the hashtag, but...
Yeah,
reach out.
No one.
Have we checked WhatsApp? Has anyone messaged?
I checked the studio WhatsApp today.
And?
No one. No.
Not a single soul. Okay.
So don't forget the new show, Emma, Dave, and Fiona. It starts the 28th. In the meantime, your producer Callum and Uncle Snork, Sausage and Snork, in the morning.
Why am I the creepy uncle?
In the evening, whatever time you listen to this podcast, don't forget new show starts Monday. We'll see you tomorrow for the final ever episode of Sausage and Snork.
Can't wait.
Dave and Fiona starts Monday, April 28th.
Start Monday, April 28th.
On Spin 103.8. I like when it's just gone.